The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hey, well, good evening, and welcome to Oskaloosa, Kansas. We're tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. We've got conference basketball late in the season as the Oskaloosa Bears are playing host to the Jefferson County North Chargers. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph back in the CARE Radio Sports Studios. This is where he's at all the time. Joseph, good to have you there, man. Producing and engineering and doing all of that stuff. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and there is a really, really good crowd on hand for this one here tonight, and why shouldn't there be? Got a couple of teams who are playing. I don't know. I think I talked to both staffs. I've talked to a bunch of their fans here tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I think everybody is convinced, and rightfully so, that both of these teams are playing their very, very best basketball of the season coming into these last couple of weeks of the regular season and certainly coming into this game here tonight. That said, quick look at the starters for you. First of all, for the Lady Chargers and head coach Steve Dole, he's going to have Gwen Blattner and Karina Johnson out there with Riley Thompson, Carly Porter, and Lucy Noel. For Oskaloosa, it is going to be Maisie Peak and Hallie Wright with Paris Marsh, Emma Vogel, and Harper Heston. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. As the ball goes up, the tip is away, and it's going to be controlled down by JCN. Charges with a basketball. Going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. They'll kick it over to the right side, get it there to Lucy. The shot from the outside, up off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound to go back down. Here come the Bears. Oskaloosa with Paris Marsh driving it into the forecourt. She'll stop above the ring, bounce pass underneath. And one of the things that Oskaloosa does, or certainly likes to do and does well, get the ball in the paint and get it down there to Harper Heston. Now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it'll come to Oskaloosa. The drive into the lane. The switching of hands. The shot is going to go up, but it's going to kick off the side of the rim. It's no good. Turns it, going to rebound it back down, and here comes Karina Johnson. Quickly, over into the main side, left to the corner to Gwen. Karina kicks it to the right side. Taylor's got it. Back up on top, and working around the outside. A little player defense. Here's a shot by Lucy for three that misses, and a rebound cleared away by Maisie Peak. Maisie, outlet pass all the way to the other end of the floor, but a little too much on it. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be JCN basketball from the backcourt. Chargers are going to be putting it in play, and now they're going to do it against a little pressure. Lucy has no trouble getting it across the timeline, and then her pass is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds into the Oskaloosa bench. Oskaloosa with head coach Tanya Kramer and Kevin Lane. We are over a minute into what is still a scoreless high school girls ball game. Guys game coming up after this one, so don't go away. We got a big night of hoops here on here. Thompson, it's going to be Hallie Wright. Swings it back over to the left. Looking in the middle, looking, nothing doing. Out on top, Gwen. She'll go three off the rim. No. And a rebound saved by Lucy Knoll. Jason is going to maintain possession. Kicks it over to the right side to Blattner. Now into the corner. JCN being extremely patient. And in the last handful of games, this Oskaloosa defense has done a spectacular job. And here's a bounce pass down to the corner and the shot by Riley Thompson up and good. JCN is going to break out on top 2-0. We are 2 minutes into the game. 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 2-0, Jeff North in front. Chargers are going to settle into a 2-3 zone. The ball's going to be knocked away, stolen. Here comes Lucy, racing down the court. One-on-one with her defender who blocks the shot, knocking it out of bounds. That was an excellent defensive play by Paris Marsh. JCN is going to have it in play from beneath their goal. 5:46 to go. And by the way, just as something, we were here earlier in the year, and it was a thing. We're going to get a blocking foul inside on Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel. So Emma picking up her first foul. It's going to be the first foul of the ballgame by either of these teams. This is one of the gymnasiums at this size and at this level that has in place and has had all year and is using the shot clock. So something to be aware of as it is in play here tonight. Bounce pass over to the left side. Brought back out on top. JC with the ball, leading it 2-0. Here's Lucy with it. She'll work a little left hand, dribble around the left side, stop at the edge of the free throw line. Push it back off on top. Gwynn's got it. Over to the right to Karina. JCN. They're going to have to be aware of the shot clock. Where is it? 5. Here's a baseline 3. Up and missing, and a rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa. Hallie Wright coming out with a basketball. She's going to race into the forecourt, take it all the way in the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul on JCN and a pair of free throws coming up. That was a good, strong, aggressive move coming off the rebound to drive that thing the length of the floor. It'll be the first foul by Karina Johnson. And at the free throw line, Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright looking for the Lady Bears' first point of the game. And that's it. So Oskaloosa is on the board and looking to tie it with this second shot. 5:02 to go in the opening quarter, and that one is in and out, no good. Lucy coming down with a rebound. Here comes Jefferson County North. Chargers will bring it back down. Lucy will dish it over to the left side to Taylor. Schrick with a right-hand dribble comes to the top. Working against the player defense of Paris Marsh. Skip pass comes out on top to Karina. Johnson back over to the right side. Taylor looks in the middle of shot clock at 15. Plenty of time. It's a 35-second shot clock, by the way, in case you're curious. And, again, not a lot of high schools around our area are still into the shot clock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and time's going to get away. There's the buzzer. And Oskaloosa will have to inbound the basketball. Now, Coach Kramer's a little unhappy with that. She thought her team had stolen the ball just prior to the shot clock elapsing. And then she thought that her team was going to have a opposite break down the floor. But the officials stopped play. They'll inbound it in the backcourt. And here comes Oskaloosa. It is a 2-1 ball game, and we are almost halfway through the opening quarter. I think these two teams don't love some defense, right? We're going to get Oskaloosa bringing Jenna Southery into the game. And they're also going to bring in Bethany Cabas. Long feet across to the left side. Bears with the ball. It's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. And Oskaloosa loses it and saves it. And now JCN dives on it. The official says jump ball. So at 3:59 to go, so we're over halfway through the opening quarter, and it is still 2-1. Jefferson County North coming into the ball game. They've lost the last couple of games to Troy and then to Riverside. Long cross court pass to the baseline. The long two rims out. No good. Offensive rebound, and the shot clock will be reset. And not like in a college game. Here's the shot going up again. It's no good. This time, Jason aborted down. Not like in a college game where it will reset to 20, but in fact, it goes back to the full 35. Here's a three launched and wide to the right side. Rebound. Oskaloosa saves it. Now they're going to be trapped in a corner, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Our first timeout of the ball game coming here at 3:26 to go in the opening quarter. It is JCN 2, Oskaloosa 1.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Well, coming back out of the timeout, we're talking about Oskaloosa and how they're playing. They are on, they're kind of on a heater. They won four in a row. They have won eight of their last nine. Their only loss in that stint was to Rossville. So Oskaloosa is playing some very good basketball. They come into the ball game tonight at 13-6, and now a three-point shot is going to be up and good. And the Bears take a 4-2 lead. And now on the up court, we get a whistle, and the Chargers are going to turn it over on the up court play. 13-6 on the season is Oskaloosa, 4-2 in the conference. JCN is 10-8 on the season. They are 4-3. In conference play. And here comes with a basketball. Oskaloosa from the top. It's a three. Launched and hit. Couple of three-point shots knocked down by Bethany Cobbett. And suddenly it is 7-2. That long-range shot will change the demeanor of a game very quickly. Baseline runners up and rolling around the rim and no good. Cobbett coming down with the rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. Bears will bring it into the forecourt with 2 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. Long pass over to the left side. Going to be hauled down by Vogel. Emma passes to the baseline. Now the shot from in the lane is going to be up and in. Paris Marsh for two. And suddenly it is a 9-2. Oskaloosa lead. We're 2 minutes to go. And a steal. And a drive. And a shot. And a score for Oskaloosa. Hallie Wright. JCN needs a timeout as Oskaloosa has gone on a quick 10-0 run. We're taking a break at 2:04 to go in the opening quarter. Suddenly, Oskaloosa 11, Jeff North 2.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Kansas. Joseph in the studio. Tom counts with you here. Court sign coming out of the timeout. A quick drive to the left side. The shot is going to go in and up and off the window. Good for Riley Thompson. She's got all four of the JCN points. It is 11-4. We're at a minute 44 to go in the first. From the outside, here's Harper for three. Coming up short. And rebound is on the floor, rolling across. And JCN is going to save it. Lose it out of the corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. So JCN will have it in play in the backcourt. They will not press the inbound play, but they will press the upcourt play and defend all the way into the backcourt. Chargers will bring it up. Gwen Blattner will run into the lane, put a shot up and over Heston. It is not good. Heston coming out with a rebound. And up the floor, here comes Oskaloosa. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 11-4. Lady Bears in front. JCN will stay with the 2-3 zone. Here's a feed to the right block. The pass across the lane is going to be batted free. Knocked loose. Karina Johnson picks it up. Gets it up the floor to Riley. Thompson advances it to Taylor. Schrick will have it on the left elbow. Skips into the lane, and Harper saw it coming, steps in front of the ball. She'll step in front and steal. Bounce pass left side, running shot too strong. But a foul and a couple of free throws coming up for the Bears. 49 seconds to go in the opening quarter of the girls' game. The first of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. It will be foul number one for Taylor Schrick and JCN. Oskaloosa will come to the free throw line. The first of two will not go in for Emma Vogel. So for Emma, one more shot. Up, rolling, rolling, out. It won't go in either. And a rebound to Jefferson County North. Riley Thompson sweeps it down, charges up the court, and to feed into the lane. Stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa back the other way. Emma Vogel will bring it down the right side, dish it out on top to Maisie. Peek changes hands with the dribbles, kicks it over to the right side to Vogel. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter, 20 on the shot clock. Back on top to Emma. Right side it goes. Heston has it. Harper back to the top. Starting to drive inside. Not a lot of room, but comes out on top. Heston goes for three and hits it. And for Oskaloosa, the long-range shot puts them back in front by 10 with 3 seconds. Two, and the shot at the buzzer, no good. That is the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor after the first in Oskaloosa, Kansas. It's the Lady Bears 14, Jefferson County North 4.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Well, powered by 3 3-point shots in the opening quarter, Oskaloosa has forged a double-digit lead at the end of one, 14-4. Jefferson County North being led by Riley Thompson. She has all four of their points for Oskaloosa. A couple of threes for Bethany Cobbett. Harper Heston with the three. 3 points for Hallie Wright on one of two at the free throw line and a conventional shot at Paris Marsh with the other two. Possession arrow to JCN. Chargers put it in play. We're back at it here in the second quarter. Oskaloosa will stay with their player defense, and the Chargers will skip it into the corner down the right side. Comes out in top to Lucy Knoll. She's in front of the Oskaloosa bench. They'll work back to the right side, cut into the lane, and a running shot is going to be up and good for Karina. Karina Johnson makes it 14-6. And we're a half a minute into the second quarter. Oskaloosa and Maisie Peek running the ball club from the point now. Goes left side to Hallie. Right will look into the middle of the JCN 2-3 zone. Has been a problem, and the solution Oskaloosa has had to that problem? A shoot from the outside, and that's what they've done. That's how they put together a lead. And now the ball is stolen by Jefferson County North. Driving down coast to coast, in and up, and missing the running shot. Rebound to Oski. Baseball pass to Heston. Harper comes right side, stops at the block. Shot deflected and got fouled. And free throws coming up for Harper Heston. Let's see which way this foul is going to be called. And it is on the Lady Chargers, Riley Thompson. It's going to be her first. Team foul one of the second quarter. And a free throw, perfect. It'll be the fourth point of the evening for Harper Heston. Got one more shot coming her way here. Eyes it and hits it. Harper with five. And again, the double-digit lead for Oskaloosa. 6:50 to play here in the opening quarter. And the shot down court is going to be blocked out of bounds by Heston. J.C. will have it in play from the right side of the lane down to the baseline. Karina Johnson will look to inbound. Kicks it in, out on top to Gwynn. Wattner behind her. Taylor for the long two. Nope. And a rebound. Going to be cleared away. Outlet down the floor. Nobody on the other end as a driving layup is going to be up and good for Paris Marsh. Paris picking up her fourth point of the ball game, and now up a dozen is Oskaloosa. Chasey nearly turns it over, but able to rescue it out on top. But we're at 6:20 to go in the first half. Lucy Nobe turning with the left foot, and her bounce pass into the lane, stolen again by Heston. The pass up the floor, on the court once, to skip across to the right side, and Lucy steals it, and JCN will come up with the basketball. Here comes Lucy Knoll, and then the up-court pass is going to be thrown away, and JCN is going to turn it over. Chargers having a few struggles early in the ballgame. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter, and Oskaloosa here at home leads it 18-6. Bears in the home white with red lettering and trim. And for the Chargers, it's the Kelly Green with white. Cross court, right side, passing up an uncontested three. The cross court pass and the feed in the middle for Heston. She nearly loses it, but is able to rescue it. And now her pass to the top is going to be stolen. Hernandez in the game, brings it down and travels with the basketball. Hernandez drove down, stopped. Was going to take what I think she thought was a three and then realized she looked at the floor and she was on the line. And then wanted to drive on inside as there was no defender in front of her and realized, well, she had to dribble a ball. And anyway, it was a Charger turnover. Oskaloosa back up court with it, 5:20 to play in the half. Here's an uncontested three, and it is perfect. Another long-range shot. Hallie Wright will hit her first one. Now a 21-6 Oski. And we've got 5:10 to go in the half. JC is trying to find an answer, but they're not going to find it like that. As the pass goes into the middle, it's going to be thrown away. Picked up by the Bears. The drive right, the dish to the top. Heston is going to hold it up topside from the five, playing it up at the high post. Here's a shot for three, right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Chargers. Here comes JCN driving, no defender in front of her, and Carly Porter couldn't get that driving layup to go down. 4:40 to play in the first half. And again, here comes Oskaloosa. JCN will feed it under, or Oslo will feed it underneath the JCN. He'll slap it out of bounds. Carly got a hand on it and knocks it away. Chargers are going to bring a trio of players into the game. Oskaloosa is going to bring a couple in. Jenna Southery comes in. Maisie Peak is going to come back in. Inbounder goes to the left side, deep in the corner. A little head fake. Doesn't fool anyone. Oskaloosa's cross-court pass flapped away. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Taylor Schrick got a hand on that and deflected it into the crowd. 4:20 to go in the half. And now, beautiful little pass into the lane. Defense collapses. Comes back on top. Heston will go three. Shot is off the mark. Rebound. Long board is going to be saved by Oskaloosa. And now a defender comes in and trying to steal it away. And we're going to get a foul call. We are midpoint of the second quarter. That is going to be the second foul of the ball game by Karina Johnson. It'll be JCN's second foul of the second quarter. Oskaloosa, no second quarter foul so far. In fact, only one in the ballgame on the entire team. Pass to the left side. The long two rolls across the rim. And rebounding it down is going to be Taylor Schrick. So Tanner will sweep the board. Bring it up the floor down the right side. Bumps it over to the right to Karina Johnson, who feeds into the lane. And again, the layup from inside, unobstructed, is not going to drop. And JCN just having a hard time getting anything to fall. 3.5 to go into first half. Again, back up court with Wacom Oskaloosa. Bears over to the right side with Maisie. Long cross-court pass. Reversed back out on top. And the three off the glass, no. Rebound, Karina Johnson. Up the floor, it's going to come. On the court once, the turn, the shot, and rolls around. It goes in for Reese Noel. So Reese, just now coming into the ball game, will pick up her first point. And it's 21-8. down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. And now the ball stolen. Here comes Taylor. She'll drive, pull up from 12 off the window and score it. You don't see the mid-range jumper too often, but Taylor made it look easy, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, 2:56 to go in the opening half. It's the Lady Bears 21, Jeff Northhead.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League High School basketball on tap here this evening. Middle of February, pretty near. The 10th. Hard to believe we're down to the final couple of weeks of the regular season. Right now, Oskaloosa with the basketball, enjoying a double-digit lead, leading a 21-10. Stepping inside the feet of the baseline right. Now the cutter to the block, the bounce to the top, six on the shot clock, the kick back, and the three off the mark. Offensive board, push back, wouldn't go. Rebound, taken away by Lucy Knoll. She's up the floor, defenders bumping her and pushing her all the way into the forecourt. No whistle. Now driving it down the left side, JC is going to have a slap out of bounds, and it'll be off Oskaloosa. So Lucy's going to get a breather. She has not been off the floor much, and back into the game for the Lady Chargers will come Emery Hernandez. JCN back to Emery. Comes off on top. Reese Snow with it. Over to the right side. Out on top to Taylor. Schrick kicks it back to the left. Into the lane. Running one-handed shot is up. No good. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa, and then JCM with a steal, and then a foul, none called, and picked up by Oskaloosa, and the bucket is knocked down. Give Emma Vogel her first points of the game. It is now 23-10, Oski. Minute and a half to go before halftime. From the left side, here's a three. Set sail and scored. Reese Snow from outside. 23-13. Minute 20 left in the first half. The pass to the corner is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Good hustle again by Reese Noel. And now the official is going to change direction on the ball. He's going to say, no, this is a JCN basketball, not an Oskaloosa ball. So for the Bears, multiple substitutions. I'm not sure they're going to get enough players off the floor. They only get five. Here we go. And the officials slowing things down a little bit, making sure that each team has the appropriate number on the floor. And here we go. With a minute 10 to go, here's the long shot. It's a two. Off the window, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Harper Henson. Oskaloosa back up the floor. 1 minute to go. First half. Skip pass is going to come out on top to Maisie. She'll lob it up top side. Vogel over to the baseline left. The long two blocked by Taylor Schrick. Oskaloosa's going to recover it. Skip it across to the baseline. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. JCN will have it in play from the back court. 44 seconds left in the half. Of course, Chargers, the runner. No, but a foul is going to be called in. On that play up the court, once it got into the middle, Reese Noel just said, you know what, I'm taking this thing right to the rim. She drives in, doesn't get the shot, but does draw the first foul of the ballgame against Harper Heston. It is the only foul here in the second quarter committed by Oskaloosa. And a couple of free throws, the first of which is up and good. And I tell you what, Reese Nolan is coming off the bench in his second quarter, and she's played really well. That is her sixth point of the game. One more free throw. Looking it over and scoring it. So Reese, 7 points, 23-15. JCN hanging tough. 35 seconds left in the first half. Shot clock, game clock, just about identical. Skip bounce over to the right side. Going to be Hallie Wright. In the middle, 15-footer has been no. And a rebound, Chargers have it, and that's going to be tied up. And jump ball possession, Oskaloosa. So for the Bears, 16 seconds left and a half. They lead by 8 and will have it in play on the left side of the lane at their baseline. And the officials are going to come up and have another little confab. And now they're going to go, I guess, to the scorer's table and discuss this a little bit. Not sure if they're uncertain as to the possession arrow direction or just kind of what the hang-up is, because they're still up there talking it over. And now we're having more talks. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to hang on to it here, of course, Joseph is. Benedictine. Basketball tomorrow night here on CARE. We'll have the Ravens on the road tomorrow night, but right now, the ball is going to come into Oskaloosa. They'll put up a three. No. Offensive rebound from the left side. A long three. Off the window, above the square, and good. Wow, Hallie Wright launched that thing, and here's a shot in the buzzer on the other end that will not go in, and it is halftime. That was a spectacular shot for Oskaloosa just before the buzzer, and we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Ladies teams are headed for the locker room. Halftime score, Oskaloosa 26, Jeff North 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of the ladies' game. It's Oskaloosa up 11. It's being led by Hallie Wright. 9 points in the first half. A half a dozen for Bethany Cobbis. 5 point half for Harper Heston. 4 for Paris Marsh. And the other two belong to Emma Vogel. For Jefferson County North, coming off the bench, a great first half for Reese Knowles. 7 points, all of them in the second quarter. Riley Thompson has 4 and 2 each. Taylor Schrick, Karina Johnson. Fouls are, well, almost non-existent. JCN has Karina with 2. And no other player with more than 1. In fact, Oskaloosa only committed 2 total fouls in the first half, 1 in each quarter, gets 1 on each player. So, not a deal at all. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we're going to have their game coming up next. But right now, halftime of the ladies' game. We'll be back to begin the second half. Intermission score. Oskaloosa 26, Jefferson County North 15, as we go back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for a beautiful February Tuesday halftime.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in Oskaloosa in just a little while. Coming up tomorrow, Tom is going to travel to Baldwin City, Kansas, as the Benedictine Ravens are taking on Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. At Thursday evening, we've, of course, got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs right around 5:15 to 5:20 Thursday evenings, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Immediately following Sports Look, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we'll talk to the coaches of Mar Hill Mount Academy, ACCHS, Atchison High, and JCN. That is done by Brandon Tadman. Join him after Sports Look on Thursday evenings. Friday night brings us to ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge. We'll be out in Effingham, Kansas with Tom Counts. Tune in at 6 o'clock or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Then we will be traveling with Tom to Cedar Rapids, Iowa the next day on Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at high noon. Join us for the women's game as they'll be taking on Mount Mercy. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores to report. In the ACCHS Jackson Heights game, it was Jackson Heights 26, ACCHS 7 at the half. In the Holton-Hiawatha game, Hiawatha is on top at the half, 32-25. Silver Lake is leading at the half, 38-25 over Marysville. Jefferson West is dominating Sabetha right now, 34-17 in the girls' game. In the girls' game right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Oskaloosa Bears at 26 to the JCN Chargers 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 27. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 52. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 32. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday and highs in the mid-50s. Looking at the long range, 50 Saturday, 56 Sunday, and 62 on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 43 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 38 with the winds out of the north at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 54%. The dew point, 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.19 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside right after this.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we're getting set to go with the second half. It is a 26-15 lead for the Oskaloosa Lady Bears over Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, and handling the halftime back in the CARE Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, young man. Oskaloosa will have the basketball to begin the second half. They'll feed underneath to Heston, and as she goes up with a shot, she's going to be fouled by Taylor Schrick. So for Taylor, it'll be foul number two, and for JCN, it'll be the first foul of the third quarter. Just underway in the second half, and Harper coming to the free throw line. 2 of 2, and now 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. That is her sixth point of the game. One more shot cut up here for Harper. It is up and rims out, won't go. Rebound, fought for, and Taylor Schreck is going to handle it. Gets it up to Lucy Noel. Lucy brings it into the forward court, takes it down the left side, kicks it to the perimeter where the three is launched and missed. And rebound back down to Emma Vogel. And now Vogel gets a defender to tie her up in the backcourt. They're going to call a traveling violation. Chasing is going to get it back in at their offensive end. 7-10 to go in the third quarter. Long way left in this one. 27-15. Oskaloosa out front. Little sidestep passing up the three-point shot. The ball will come back out to the perimeter. Goes to Gwen Blattner. Three-point shot for Lucy. Wide to the left. And the rebound is on the floor. Oskaloosa is going to clear it down. The outlet up the floor. The driving shot is up and good. Emma Vogel has four. And it's 28-15. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Again, the Bears coming into the game today at 13-6 on the season, 4-2 in the NEKL. J. Jefferson County North is 10-8 on the year. They are 4-3 in the conference. A shot from the baseline is going to be off the mark, and rebounding back down, Oskaloosa. They'll race into the forecourt and work it down to the right corner. Harris Marsh out on top to Halley. Wright feeds it to the block, and the shot is going to be blocked, and free throws coming up for Emma Vogel. On the block, I believe it is going to be the third. Let's make sure. Yep, it'll be the third foul tonight by Taylor Schrick. Free throw, it's up and good. Emma Vogel missed her first couple of free throws tonight. So hits that one, picking up her fifth point of the game. And now Tanner will rotate out. Carly's in. Second free throw. Got them both. Stretching their lead to its largest of the game. Oskaloosa up 31-15. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds down to the baseline. 6 minutes to go in quarter number three for JCN. Going to have to stem the tide very shortly. As Oskaloosa has just been really solid and slowly, just a little at a time, stretching and expanding the lead. And they pushed it now to, again, to its largest. It is a 16-point ball game. Chargers will skip it to the left side with a baseline jump shot. Off the mark, rebound, Oskaloosa. Bears lose it, picked up, put back up and in. What a great job by Lucy Noel. Great perseverance. Picks up her first points in the ball game and is now 31-17. 5:45 to go in quarter three. Again, these two teams are down to, what, the last three games of the year after this one. Here's a shot from the perimeter. Does it will not fall down? Rebounding it up. Jefferson County North. Carly Porter up the court. Stops at the top. Swings it over to the left side. Head fake. Doesn't lose the defender. Out on top to Riley. Thompson over to Carly. And Porter with the right-hand dribble. Will switch it to the left. Work around to the left side. Kick it back behind her to Reese. Noel will start into the middle. She gets bumped. The ball is dislodged, and we're going to have an Oskaloosa foul. The whistle on Paris Marsh. For Paris, it'll be the first foul. For Oskaloosa, first foul of the third quarter. And JCN is going to rotate three new players into the game, and among them is Taylor Schrick, who's back out there with those three fouls. The inbound pass stolen. Here come the Bears, coast to coast, driving, shooting, and they're going to say palming it over, wave off the bucket on the little breakaway shot by Maisie. So JCN dodges one right there. They'll come back up on offense. 5 minutes left in the third. Chargers in the traveling green uniforms facing that 2-3 zone, and the pass to the top is a little miscommunicated, and it's going to go harmlessly and untouched out of bounds. And back, once again, it comes to Oskaloosa. Bears will bring it in. JCN is going to press a little bit on the upcourt. They'll skip pass over to the right side, right in front of Coach Kramer and the Bears bench. The shot from the right, the long two misses. Offensive rebound underneath, skipped out on top to Maisie. She'll put it up, it won't go. Rebound tipped out this time, and it'll be cleared down by Carly Porter. Carly changes directions, first to the right, then to the left, dumps it over to the outside, and the three is up and off the mark. Rebound cleared away by Heston. Harper kicks it over to Halley Wright, to the other end of the floor. Uncontested layup is up and good. Emma Vogel. And that will bring a timeout. Let's take a break with the Chargers at 4:19 to go in the third quarter in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Lady Bears 33, Jeff North 17.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Oh,
traveling around to the different schools and you see a lot of things and you make the some of the connections that are inherent into communities. And for example, you go out to Holton and you see the colors and you see the logo and you see the mascot and you hear the fight song. You're getting that Manhattan, Kansas vibe, you know, because of the proximity and a lot of other similarities. Well, you come here to Oskaloosa, everything here is crimson and blue. You hear the fight song. It is extraordinarily familiar. You look at the dance team and the bright red and blue pom-poms, and then you realize that, well, geography would tell you that you are probably 20 minutes from Allen Fieldhouse right here. So there is that. 3:45 to go in the third quarter is the Bears will come up court with the basketball, go all the way to the baseline left, and the three is set sail and scored by Emma Vogel. Emma, how about a huge third quarter? Makes it now 36-17. 3.5 to play in the third. The shot goes up for the Chargers and misses it. Once again, Oski rebounds it back down. In the game for Oskaloosa, you've got Bethany Kabish. Bethany, young player, very tall. And she's going to be a handful. She works her way from the side across the lane. Now the pass comes into the middle, and it's going to be dislodged from Southery. And a skip pass over to the right side. We have a player hitting the floor, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa foul. Bree Snow jumps right back to her feet. She's fine. JCN bringing in three. Oskaloosa bringing in two at 2:50 to go in the third quarter. With the Bears leading at 36-17, JCN will inbound it to the left side of the lane at their baseline. And looking it in, finally going to lob it up top side to Riley Thompson. And back out to Lucy Noel. Lucy starts right, jumps it into the corner to Gwen. Gwen pulls up from 15, knocks it down. First point of the ball game, Gwen Blattner. 36-19. 2.5 to go in the third. And the upcourt pass batted away, and JCN is going to be able to rescue it. Driving into the lane. The shot blocked. The foul committed. Chargers coming to the line for two. And that foul is going to be on somebody we just talked about a moment ago, Bethany Kabas. It'll be her first. And for Oskaloosa, how about that? Now four team fouls in the third quarter, more than they committed in the first two combined. Front shot, good. So Carly Porter on the board with that free throw. It's now 36-20. Second one, kicks off, won't go, rebound. Going to be cleared away. And back up court for the basketball. JC is going to have it on offense. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Chargers down 16. A three-point shot. Make it 13. Nicely done from their deep left corner by Gwen. And we're going to get another timeout. Let's do it. 2:07 to go in the third. Oskaloosa 36, Jeff North 23.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back. We're in Oskaloosa, Kansas. High school girls basketball here on KAIR Radio. The guys' game still coming up in the Northeast Kansas League. 36-23, Lady Bears in front, and they are back on offense. Up 13. They'll get it in the middle to Harper. Heston has it batted out of her hand, but deftly is able to recover it. skip it back over to the right side with a 14-foot jump shot. Will come up a little bit short and be cleared away off the rebound by Riley Thompson. She will initiate the drive down the court. Skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be taken back by Allie Wright. And Hosky coming back on offense with a minute and a half to go in the third. Vogel goes right side. Oskaloosa has led almost the entire game. And I say almost as J.C. and jumped out on top. Like 2-0. And then Oskaloosa gets in front. 4-2, 7-2, 9-2, went on a 10-0 run in the mid-portion of the opening quarter, which was really slow at getting any points started. But once Oskaloosa began to find the range a little bit, again, that 10-0 run has given them a lead that they have never relinquished. And frankly, JCN has, I'm not sure, gotten it. I'm just looking back through my numbers. They have not, since the opening quarter, been back to within 10 in the game. However, an Oskaloosa foul is going to put the Chargers on the line with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Front one is up and good. One more shot coming up for Riley Thompson. 15 foul for Oskaloosa in the third quarter. Second free throw is good by Riley also. She's got 6 and is now 36-25. And Jefferson County North is on a 7-0 run right now. And are back within 11. Back over to the right side. Oskaloosa still trapped in the backcourt. We'll get it across the timeline with Emma Vogel. Long pass to the corner. Nicely saved and brought back out to Emma. In the last minute now of the third. With a shot clock at 17. They'll pass it to the free throw line. Reverse it to the top. The 2-3 zone by JCN doing what it's supposed to do. And the 3-point shot is airborne and off the mark. Rebounding at Chargers, Carly Porter. Carly gets it away to Karina Johnson. Lots of time. JCN does not have to rush. The drive will go into the lane in traffic. It misses, but another Oskaloosa foul. In this third quarter, the Bears have found themselves committing a lot of fouls, candidly. Many more in this quarter than they had committed in the first two of the game. That's going to be the first foul for Hallie Wright. Couple of free throws for Reese Noel here. And the first one spins around and around, and it goes in. So for Reese, it is now 8 points this evening. I'm going to get one more look at it. And that one kicks out, won't go. Offensive rebound, put back up, it wouldn't fall. That was a good look at the rim, but it falls away, and here comes Oskaloosa. Shot clock is off with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Around to the right side, it goes now to the wing from the left. The three buried from way outside, Maisie Peak. And Oskaloosa continues to score from the perimeter. They're in front now 39-26. Little turnaround from the right side. Off the mark. The horn sounds, and that will bring it to the end of the third quarter. Time out of the court. We're going to the fourth in Oskaloosa. Lady Bears 39, JCN 26.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Oskaloosa rolling up 13 points in the third quarter to JCN's 11. And their lead is now 39-26. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to the fourth quarter. Jefferson County North is being led by Reese Noel, who's coming to the game off the bench and has scored 8 for Oskaloosa. Now a player in double digits. Emma Vogel with 11. Allie Wright has 9 to pace the way for the Lady Bears. Jefferson County North, the first team to hit the floor, coming off the sideline. Again, you can hear that Oskaloosa Bears pep band in the background just to my immediate left. Little geography. I'm sitting directly across from the scorer's table at the top of the stand. Great, great vantage point to enjoy the games tonight. We're back to action, and it is Oskaloosa basketball to begin things here in the fourth quarter. Bears go left side to Maisie Peak, to Paris. Marsh, right side to Halley. Oskaloosa kind of spread the floor. We're going to work a little time off the clock. Feed it down to the baseline. The cross-court pass flopped, nearly stolen. But Emery Hernandez not quite get a handle on the thing, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds off her. 10 on the shot clock. In the middle, the shot is up, won't go. We will see a JCN foul called. And let's see against whom. It's going to be on Carly Porter. So Carly picking up the personal foul. It'll be her first of the game. It'll be JCN's first of the fourth quarter. And back to the free throw line. We're going to get Harper Heston and up and in. She is solid from the free throw line, picking up her seventh point of the game. One more shot coming up for Harper. Little knee bend, and that one will kick away, no good. And it's the Chargers trying to come up with a rebound. It's going to be knocked away, and a foul on Oskaloosa. 7.5 left in the ladies' contest. It is the second foul by Emma Vogel, and the first of the fourth quarter by Oski. From the top, Taylor Schrick, the long two, misses, and a quick rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. So these two teams have got very different purposes here in the fourth quarter. For Oskaloosa, be patient, nurture that lead. They're up 14. Here's a 15-foot shot by Heston that won't go. JCN coming up with a rebound for the Chargers. No time to waste. They got to hustle up the floor, find the first good shot that they can find, and here's a cross-court pass that's going to get away and go out of bounds. JCN will turn it over. So for the Chargers, they will have to be very hasty with their offense. And again, head coach Steve Noel rotating players in by the three as we're a minute gone in the fourth quarter. It is still an Oskaloosa lead, 40-26. Into the forecourt on the pass over to the left side, it'll be Vogel. Corner to Peak, back out on top, right. Starting five continues to stay out there for Oskaloosa. The drive down the right side of the lane, contact initiated. Now, as JCN comes up with the ball, the Oskaloosa player kind of reaches for it a little bit, dives in, and Hallie Wright will pick up the foul. It'll be her second of the game, and it'll be Oskaloosa's second of the quarter. Back up with it, Lucy Nolan, JCN. Lucy glides over to the right side. Bit of a skip pass now to Reese. She'll go to the left. A little clockwise rotation. Bounce pass right. Long two shot is up and short. And rebound, fair. Oskaloosa skips it over to the right side and breeze into the forecourt. Baseline shot. It's a three. Emma Vogel now with 14 points. 42-26. Now the ball is on the floor. Players all over the place diving for it. And a very delayed jump ball called. The officiating crew, they were going to let them scrap it out a little bit. But finally realizing everybody lying on the floor and no one with any look like they're going to be able to come away with it. Jump ball called. It belongs to Jeff Norris. Chargers down to the baseline, and we get an illegal screen set. And that's going to be a foul by Lucy Noel. So for Lucy, her first foul. Charger team foul two, and at 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Leading it 43-26. Back up over to basketball will come Oskaloosa. For the Bears, Vogel lobs it over to the left side. Long cross-court pass. Reversed back to the top, squaring up, uncontested three, hits the rim and misses. Lucy rebounds it down, and here comes JC. But in all of that, more time, gets away from the Chargers and makes their comeback effort even more difficult. Now here's a shot missing. Rebound on the floor, and Oskaloosa picks it up. Allie Wright into the lane, skips it over to the left side. Beautiful layup up and good. Emma Vogel for two. What a game for Emma. 44-26. 45-26. 4:50 left. Background to the left side. JCN again works it to the corner, puts up the baseline three, and it's a little bit short. And I'm just wondering, maybe are they just getting a little exhausted? That long 3-point shot from deep in the corner just didn't quite have enough lift on it. Came up short. 4:25 to play. Back over to the right side. Oskaloosa, the pass to the top, stepped in front of it, stolen. Here comes Reese. She'll go all the way in. Knowing full well that she was going to get knocked to the floor by Emma Vogel. She went up strong anyway. So Emma Vogel, her third foul. But I think probably Coach Kramer will take that ratio, 3 fouls and 16 points. It's probably a doable kind of number. Coming to the free throw line. Little knee bend, and it's up and good. Reese is one free throw away from a double-digit game. No JCN player so far tonight has gotten to double figures. Going to take her time and look this one over. And rolls her in and it goes in. 10 points for Reese Noel. 45-28. And that will bring on a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break just about halfway through the fourth quarter. 4:13 and remaining in a ballgame. Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 45, Jeff North 28.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Minutes and 13 to go in the ball game. The guys' game still coming up here on CARE, so do not get far away. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kowski here courtside. Lots of games going on in and around the CARE listening area tonight. Sir Joseph's doing a great job, as always, keeping you up to speed on those scores. Jason is going to be the first club to retake the floor. Got Carly Porter and Taylor Schrick out there. Emery Hernandez and Reese Noel. And rounding it out is Karina Johnson. Here comes Oskaloosa, and we have not seen a whole lot of switching up by Coach Kramer. She's been about 7 deep tonight. They'll go to the right side to Paris. Marsh kicks back over to the left to Cabas. Topside, Maisie Peak. Hook pass to the free throw line. The shot coming up a little bit short and a rebound on the floor. We get a whistle. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It is against Jefferson County North and will be Karina's third foul of the game. It'll be the Chargers' third of the quarter and the free throw. It's up and good. So for Paris Marsh, a 5th point tonight. Now, JCN is going to get Riley Thompson, the senior, back into the game. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa. So the Bears did not connect on the second free throw. However, they're able to control the basketball down, and right now they'd probably rather have that. Here's a 17-foot shot. No. Rebound lost. Out of bounds off Jeff North. 3:28 to go in the game. The guys' teams beginning to appear from the locker area and coming down the hallway. Their game coming up next. Of course, we'll have the guys' game for you. But prior to that, the inbound pass comes to Jenna Southery. They'll go to the baseline left. Uncontested three. Doesn't go in, but an offensive rebound. Cleared away by Bethany Combison. Oskaloosa will maintain control of the basketball. 3:10 to go in the game. The cross-court pass is batted away. Taylor nearly able to come up with a steal, but Hallie Wright races back into the backcourt to recover the basketball, and Oskaloosa will maintain possession. Inside 3 minutes left. Hallie on top, 25 on the shot clock. Yep, the shot clock here at Oskaloosa really has affected this game little. I think there was maybe two shot clock violations called, one on each team today. JCN will steal it. We'll drive it up the floor. Take it all the way to the baseline. They'll reverse layup. Oh, pretty play. Kampamuckin and send Riley Thompson to the free throw line. That was very nicely done. And a lot of defensive traffic around her. First foul by Jenna tonight for Oskaloosa. The free throw, got it. 9 points for Riley Thompson. It is 46-31. And we've got 2.5 minutes to play. For Oskaloosa, just a little time management. 17-footer, there's no waste of time for Emma Vogel. Emma says, give me that shot. And she's hit a lot of them tonight, more than anyone. Emma Vogel knocks that one down, has 18 points. Time out of the court. 2:22 to go in the ladies' game. It is Oskaloosa 48, Jeff North 31.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I see. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the ladies' game, and the hometown Lady Bears up 17. It's 48-31. Jefferson County North is out of the court, and we'll be putting the ball in play from the backcourt. Inbounding, it's going to be Taylor Schrick. She's going to be putting it in play to Harris. You've also got Blattner, Thompson, and who we got over there on the side? Porter. There you are, Charger 5. JCN into the forecourt at 2:10 to go. Riley Thompson on top. Back right to Hernandez. She'll cross over underneath. A little reverse layup of her own is up and good. And Marie will have her first points of the evening. And it's 48-33. Less than 2 minutes to play. Bears back over to the right side. Southery. Jennett doubled up in the corner, and they're going to say she gets pushed. Two defenders had kind of collapsed down and surrounded her near the corner. And let's see where this foul is going to be called. Paris Marsh coming back in for Oskaloosa. That is going to be the fourth foul for Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel. Bears will bring it in. 1.5 minutes left. Get past the free throw line. Bounce to the baseline. The shot kicks out. But we're going to get free throws, and I think maybe Taylor Schrick has just fouled out. Is that her fifth? It is. So Taylor will be the first player to foul out of the ball game tonight. It comes with 90 seconds left. She had a two-point evening. And coming to the line for Oskaloosa, again, it's going to be Emma Vogel. 18 points, 2 of 2 at the free, or 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Excuse me, she missed 2 in the opening quarter. That one is perfect. One more shot coming up for Oskaloosa and Emma Vogel. It is up, Colombo. 50-33. Now, Oskaloosa will put a little pressure on the upcourt. Of course, J.C. in to handle the basketball a little bit. Now, then, cutter into the lane. Hangs on the back of the rim and will not roll forward and down. It's just going to roll off to the side. And the rebound cleared down by the Bears. Maisie Peak, left side to Hallie Wright. Out on top to Paris Marsh. Oskaloosa has its starting five on the floor with a minute to go, leading it by 17. Clock at 8, shot clock at 7. Here's a long-range shot. Doesn't hit iron. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be JCN basketball. 10 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. In the waning moments of the ladies' ball game tonight. Into the lane, falling away. It's up and missing. Now the shot clock is off. Half a minute to go. Oskaloosa back up the floor. Paris goes left to Emma. I don't suspect that one of these players will shoot. If so, it will be a renegade shot. Oh, here it comes anyway. Now, rebound, Jeff North. I suspected that they would not have shot the ball, but here comes the outlet pass, and it's going to go out of bounds to back to J.C. And 6 seconds left. If the Chargers can tack on a bucket here at the end, it'll come into the baseline, the feed to the top, 2 seconds, 1 second at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 50, JCN 33, and we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
All right, back with you here in Oskaloosa. I mentioned that Alan Field has the influence. You can hear it in the background as the fight song for the Bears gets struck up here after the league. Lady Bears winning it in game one tonight, 50-33. A recap of the scoring for you. First football for Jeff Norris. Double figures tonight. Reese Snow coming off the bench got 10. Bradley Thompson with 9 this evening. It drops into Gwen Blattner's 5, 2 each. Emma Marie Hernandez and Taylor Schrick and Lucy Knoll and Karina Johnson. And 1 point tonight for Carly Porter. For Oskaloosa, there can be no question that your Bank of Atchison player of the game was Emma Vogel. Emma didn't score in the opening quarter, had 2 at halftime, but a second half that would be the envy of anyone. Gives her 20 points this evening. She had a couple of three-point shots on the way to a game-high 20 points Emma Bogle, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Oskaloosa also had Hallie Wright knock down 9 points this evening. Harper Heston, 7, and off the bench, Bethany Cobb is 6. 5 this evening for Harris Marsh. The other three, they belong to Maisie Peak. J.C. and now 10-9 and 4-4. Oskaloosa goes to 14-6. They are 5-2 in the NEKL. We're going to take a little bit of a break. It won't be too long. We'll be back. That guys game coming up next. Again, the final score in the ladies contest. Oskaloosa over Jeff North, 50-33. Right now, though, we're kicking you back to the K-Radio Sports Studios and in the capable hands of Joseph.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.